Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, good morning. Welcome to Praise, Prayer and Deliverance Ministry. I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. Praise God, praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be glad in this day. And everybody have a blessed week. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Coming to you, Heavenly Father, agreeing and praying in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, Heavenly Father. We just thank you. We thank you, Father, for never forsaking us or leaving us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we just adore you. We love you. We love you, Lord, for all that you do. Oh, yes, for us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God, creator of this universe. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Heavenly Father, just some of you praying for those that's out there right now, Lord, that's crying out to you, whatever their situation might be, Heavenly Father. Oh, help them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Just need a word from you, Lord, a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, touch them, Lord, no matter where they are, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for those that need that homeless, Lord. They need shelter, Lord. Guide somebody to them, Lord. Let somebody give them a word, Lord, for where they need to be at, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, where they can have a place to lay their head, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those out there that don't have food on the table. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Enough to eat. Lord, provide for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Provide for them. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You got praying for those that don't have enough money to pay their bills, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Provide for them, Lord. You are our provider, Lord. We depend on you, Lord. Without you, we don't know where we would be, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We need you. We need you. Wherever they are, Lord. Go by there, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, there's no one like you. No one bigger than you, Lord. You are over the whole world at one time. That's how big you are. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You're in every place, Lord, at the same time, Lord. Lord, and we just praise you, Lord, for all you do for us, Heavenly Father. Things that we are aware of and things we are not aware of, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are praying for those that in rehabilitation therapy, Heavenly Father. Lord, a lot of them don't think they can do it, Lord. But we can do all things through you, Lord, all things. Through you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. For there is nothing impossible for you, Lord. Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Because we know who is here to our life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for those people that's in depression, Lord. People don't know what to do. That says they don't know what to do, Lord. Renew their minds, Lord. Renew the way they think, Heavenly Father. And just touch them, Lord. Break their chains of addiction, anxiety, Oh, yes, yes, yes. Any mental health that they may have, Heavenly Father, break it. Break it. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Pray for those who, loved ones, have got their wings and moved on, Lord. Some of them don't know how to take it, Lord. Oh, some of them don't understand it, Lord. Transition it, Lord. Send your angels to comfort each and every one of them, Heavenly Father, that we know and know we don't know this out there, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for marriages, Lord. A lot of people don't have, not able to communicate, Lord, so there's no understanding, Lord, but you can fix that. Pray that you fix that, Lord. Fix those men, those relationships, Lord, and those marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Let your will be done, Lord, because everybody may marry and may not be for each other. So step in, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, and guide them to people that compatible with them, Heavenly Father, where they can have peace, Lord, joy, Lord, laughter, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, and those that don't have a companion, don't have a friend, whether a man or woman who's seeking, who's waiting patient for you, Lord, let it come to pass with the right person in their life, Lord, so the wait is worth waiting, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we do everything in your time, Lord. Those who don't have patience, Lord, is still patient in their life, Lord, for the relationship and for life. You got some people in life don't even have patience at all, Lord. Give them patience. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those that don't have peace, Lord, give them peace, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that are weak, Lord, strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Empower them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, those that mind is contaminated, Lord, or their seed is contaminated, Lord, clean them out, Lord. Oh, Lord, pull up the weeds, Heavenly Father, out of their lives, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. And those that not able to hear, haven't heard you yet, Lord, talk to them, Lord. Lord, whisper in their ear, Lord. Let them hear you, Lord. And those that hears you, Lord, let us hear more of you, Heavenly Father. More and more of you, Heavenly Father. Father, continue pouring more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Lord. Lord, we're praying that you open the gates of heaven and pour out more blessings than we ever dreamed of, than we need, than we ever received. Hallelujah. Continue, Lord, pouring out more and more blessings, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, pray for those incarcerated, Lord, that's trying to get out, those that are waiting to hear a decision from the parole board, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, let your will be done, Heavenly Father. Let your will be done. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lord, I'm praying for those that have been praying for things and it didn't work out. Oh, let them know, Lord, it's just at their time that you're still working on them. It's a timing for everything, Lord. Some things come to them and it's not, and it don't work out because it wasn't their season. It wasn't time for them, Lord. But, Lord, let this year be our season, Lord. We come to the front line, Lord, whether it's Monday through Friday or just once a week, every 2 weeks, those that have been here, Lord, those here now, Lord, let this be our season. Lord, let this be our season in Jesus' name, hallelujah, 2021, hallelujah, our season in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let us be naked alive for the miracle, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that those that don't know you, Lord, that they get to know, that someone's coming their path, Lord, so they might get to know you, Lord, that they get to know you, Lord, so they have the opportunity to ask you to be their Lord and their Savior, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that have backslid, Lord, oh, yes, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Speak to them, Lord. Minister to them, Lord, that they realize that they made a mistake, that they too may come back. Put somebody in their past, Lord, that they'll walk with the other what we have, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, realize what they was missing. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I pray that you stop the devil snatching them out your, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those that didn't want them backslid, Lord. Oh, they know what they were doing, Lord. Bring them back, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. We pass for businesses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. That these businesses continue prospering, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let them continue prospering, Lord. And those that not prospering, Lord, touch them, Lord. That's who you are, Waymaker, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 that they start prospering financially, abundantly, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, praying for healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch those that in need of healing, Lord. Those that have been praying for healing, Lord. Those that have been praising for the healing, Lord. They haven't seen it yet, Lord. Heal them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lord, we pray that you just spread love all around, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch your children, that your light shine on them and through them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So when people see them, they can see you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that, the farmers, the people that plant food, Heavenly Father, let their crop grow. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Healthy, Lord. And fruitful, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, and give safe travel for those that travel to and from all during the day, each and every day, Heavenly Father. Continue protecting from accidents, Heavenly Father, and protecting from mechanical issues, Heavenly Father. Protect those cars, Lord, from breaking down, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 because, Father, there's nothing that you can't do. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So we ask you to do it. Do that, Lord, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. People depend on their cars to get to work, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lord, and those that don't have a car, oh, yes, Lord. Bless them with a car, Lord. Ain't nothing impossible with you, Lord. You got people that don't have money to get a car, Lord. But you can make a way, Lord. And you make ways out of no ways for those that need a cause, Heavenly Father, that's wishing. Oh, yes, 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 and praying, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm praying for the people up in office, Lord. Ooh, touch them, Lord. Did they do the right thing, Lord? Oh, yes, Lord. Let the Democrats and Republicans, Lord, let them get on the same page, Lord, because they all there to represent us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So I'm asking that you just touch each and every last one of them, that their hearts get right, Lord, that they do the right thing by your people, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. That they be able to communicate, see eye to eye. Oh, yes, 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 that they do their job, Heavenly Father, as the job the Scripture requires, Lord, and not be selfish and racist. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. There's no one like you. There's no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, praying for the first responders, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Continue protecting them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Continue protecting them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for the kids, Lord, that in school, Lord, those that are at home, virtual learning, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Touch their minds, Lord. Their hearts, Lord. Give them a sense of eager to learn, Lord. Give them patience that they can sit there, Lord. And touch them that they ask questions where they don't know so that they will learn, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, whatever it takes, Lord, ask you to step in and take over, Lord. Oh, and minister to them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Praying for the kids, teenagers that's disobedient, Heavenly Father. Father, straighten them out. You can, Lord. And praying that you will, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, praying for the ones that have medical conditions, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch them and heal their body, Lord. Protect them from this COVID, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I ask that you could continue protecting each and every one of us from this coronavirus, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We give you the praise, Lord, and the glory for protecting us, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, I connect this prayer and any prayer that's being prayed at this hour, Heavenly Father, with Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, you are our power, and you are our glory. And we all agree, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today, I just want to finish up. You know, I've been speaking on negativity, and people speaking over your life, been speaking on contaminated soil, power thinking, a fresh new attitude about dropping and letting things go, and playing the right recording in our mind, you know, because we can say things, you know, a lot of times, and that's what is speaking in our life. But when we're playing the right recorder, we can get ahead. We can stay ahead when we're thinking positive and speaking positive. Okay, and we be accepted and just be mindful of who we being around. And so what we be around, that's what we begin to take in. So it is very, our soul is as important as our seed. I'm going to tell you about the guy. He said, he told me one day, the guy said, I believe one reason, his father was a minister, okay? He said, I believe one reason I've seen God favor is because I've been in good soil. Much of it, I couldn't take credit for. It wasn't anything I did. It was simply the goodness of God. I was raised by parents who always told me what I could become in a positive, loving environment. I saw my father believe for big things and break down the barriers that he was raised in. He came out of poverty and lived with an all things are possible mentality. What we have to do, we have to live with an all things are positive mentality. He said years before his father passed away, his sister would tell me that one day I was going to pastor the church, my father's church, he said. That seemed so far out to him. He said, I used to think, what is she talking about? I can't get up in front of people. But year after year, she kept telling me what I could become. When my father went to be with the Lord, I was able to step up and pastor the church. Why? My seed had been in good soil. My sister worked at the church for 17 years behind the scene with me. She was the head of volunteers and would assist my father during the services, making sure he knew everything that was going on. The Sunday after my father died, I was sitting into my father. I was sitting in my father's seat in the sanctuary, about to go up and minister. My sister sitting right behind me, where she always sat. She said that God spoke to her heart and said, "Just as you serve your father, you ought to serve your brother." For the past 20 years, my sister has done just that, helping me, encouraging me. She could have been jealous and said, "God, I wanted to be promoted. I don't want to serve him. I want him to serve me." But instead, she celebrated me. What am I saying? I didn't get where I am today by myself. I got here because I had good soil all around me. I've had people who believed in me, people who inspired me, and people who challenged me. Your soil is just as important as your seed. Now, you may have had just the opposite, people who didn't support you. Instead of telling you what you could become, they told you what you can't do, why you wasn't going to be successful. You didn't have any choice about how you were raised. The good news is your past doesn't have to stop you. Your seed is still alive. If you will put yourself in different soil with can-do people, with positive thinkers, with friends who challenge and inspire, with people who push you up, then your seed will take root and begin to bloom. You can still see the fullness of your destiny. Okay, and a lot of us is in little ponds, and we don't stay in little ponds. We can't just stay in a little pond. Okay, this is what happened in scripture with Elisha. He was a farmer who was out working in the field. It was a good place to be, but his future was limited to his family and the land he would inherit. One day, the prophet Elijah came by and called out to him, "Elisha." Elijah saw things in Elijah that he wanted, something more than his life on the farm could provide. He saw favor on Elijah, life, and how he was doing great things. And he connected with Elijah. He said to himself, This is good soil. This is where I need to keep my seed." He understood the importance of his environment, the importance of the people he spent time with. For years he served the prophet Elijah. He took him food, waited on him, and wouldn't leave him. In fact, just before Elijah was taken up to heaven, 3 times he told Elisha to go do his own thing, but he wouldn't do it. When Elijah went to heaven, Elisha received a double portion of his anointing and went on to do twice as many as Elijah. If Elijah had stayed in the field in a limited background with his family and the people he grew up with, he would never have seen the double. He had to get his seed in the right soil. You need people in your life who are further along than you. You need people who have a bigger vision, who are more experienced, who have more wisdom, who are more mature, people who examples you can follow. You need to be exposed to new levels so you can go to new levels. If you're the smartest one in your group, your group is too small. If you're the most successful one, you need a bigger circle. Some people want to be a big fish, not realizing they are in a little pond. Get out of that small-minded thinking. Don't be intimidated by someone who's further along. Be inspired by them. You need good mentors. Get around dreamers. Connect with people who are wiser, more talented, more successful and more experience than glean from them. That's good soil. Then glean from them because that's good soil. A friend of mine feeds a million children a day. He supported charities that help underprivileged children. This girl is a feed 10 million a day. When I get around him, I'm inspired. It makes me dream bigger. I think, God, you did it for him, and you can do it for me. What is that? It's my seed getting in good soil. Does your vision increase around your friends, or does it decrease? Do you leave motivated, inspired, and challenged? Or are you a discouraged, negative, and drained? It's not saying every friend will inspire you, but you should have one or two who lights a fire inside and push you forward. Now, if you only invest in people who are at the same level as you, you'll get stuck. Find a mentor who's been where you want to go. Just as wrong people will pull you down, the right people will pull you up. Peter is waiting for you. In Acts 3, a man who had been crippled from birth was lying by the temple gate begging for money. The apostle Peter came by and said, "I don't have any money for you, but in the name of Jesus, rise and walk." Nothing happened. The man just looked at Peter thinking, "What do you mean, rise and walk? I'm crippled. I can't walk." That could have been the end of the story. Peter could have thought, "I did my part, but it didn't work." But the scripture says, Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankle bones healed. I love it that Peter wouldn't let the man stay down. He didn't give him a choice. He prayed, and then he pulled him up. You need some friends like Peter who don't let you stay down. When you're in the pit, when you can't get up on your own, you don't need people who will feel sorry for you and get in the pit with you. You don't need people who will comfort you in the pit and tell sad stories. You need people like Peter who will pull you out of that pit. You need people who love you so much that they won't let you make excuses. They won't let you stay discouraged or stay addicted or let you give up on your dreams. They not only pray for you, but also pull you up. I believe that's why so many people come to our service, to their service, and why so many people watch and listen to their broadcast, because they know we're going to pull you up. You may be down, but we're not going to let you stay down. So we all need to find a church where people can pull us up, you know, and inspire us, you know, and not let us stay in pity, self-pity, by what we're going through, or maybe going through. Okay, because when we tell them a church that can lift us up, they're gonna tell us, get up. There's new levels. You've been hurt. Get up. Say God. So God has beautiful actions. You had a disappointment. Get up. God has a new beginning. You lost something. Get up. God is about to restore it. You are discouraged because you're still single. Get up. God is about to bring the right person. You're struggling in your finances. Get up. God is about to open the window of heaven. You need people who will help pull you into your destiny. As with the crippled man, sometimes you can't reach the next level without someone pulling you up. If you're crippled in some areas and you surround yourself with other people like you, there's no one to help you get up. You have to get around somebody stronger, somebody more successful, somebody free, so they can lift you. Lying people can't help lying people up. Addicted people can't help addicted people. And depressed people can't pull depressed people up. I'm asking you to change who you're hanging around. God has some Peters waiting for you. There are people who he ordained to pull you up, to lift you, and help you to get on your feet. Don't sit around in your dysfunctional with other dysfunctional people for the rest of your life. Your seed can't grow in that soil. Peter is out there. The right person is in place. Now you make the first move. Get out of a negative environment. Get away from people who are enabling your dysfunctional. Get away from people who tell you that where you are is where you always be. Don't believe those lies. Your seed is still alive. When it hits that good soil, as with the crippled man, you're going to see things happen that you never dreamed of. You're not going to live addicted, for freedom is coming. You're not going to struggle in your health, for wholeness is coming. The lack and not having enough is not your destiny. In good soil, you're going to see abundance, overflow, and more than enough. Now, do your part and pull up the weeds. Get rid of those. Get rid of the thorny friends, the people who are holding you back. Empty out the negative that is weighing you down and taking up the space you need for good things that should be in your life. Be selective about who you take in all day and stay in an environment of faith. If you do that, I declare you're about to bloom. You're going to see increases in new levels of influence, new relationships, new talent, and more joy. It's heading your way. So we got to remember, we need people who will help pull us up into our destiny. So, okay, so with that being said, I hope everybody got something out of it. And right now what we're going to do is, we're going to open up the line and see who's here. Give your name. If you're not able to pray, stay listening. And if you have a prayer request, give that at this time. Praise report, give that at this time. Testimony, give that at this time. And if you have a song on your heart, let me know and you can sing your song. Okay. So everybody, open your line and give the names of who's here. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning. Good morning. This is B. I am glad to be here this morning. God bless everybody.
Morning. Good morning. This is Lois. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for
good morning, Doc. Go ahead. Oh, thank you for coming. Okay, good morning, Pastor Abundance. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning, Glenda.
Good morning. It's David. I'm listening.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. It's Scholastica. I'm listening, and I have a prayer request. If you would pray for my friend Lucy. Her car was stolen, and trying to find it. She hasn't found it. It has been 2 days now. And I also thank God and thank you all for your prayers. I had a safe trip, and I'm back home now. I'm listening.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, David. Good morning, Pastor Lassiter.
Right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, this is Sister Gladys. I'm calling in for prayer this morning. My finances and stuff, so I need prayer, and so I'll be listening.
Good morning. That's my agenda.
Anybody else want to call? Come.
Who's that? Somebody said something. I don't know what you said. Seem like
this is Sister Gladys. Did you hear me?
Yes, you gave earlier.
Okay, okay, thank you.
Good morning, Gladys. I thought it said, but I'm sorry. Anybody else out there? Want to give your name?
Good morning, this is Sister Juanita. Thank God for your encouraging message. Praise God.
Good morning, Sister Juanita.
Good morning, this is Grace. I'm thankful to be here and listening.
Good morning, Grace. Anybody else? Okay. I just want to make sure I don't overlook anybody. Is anybody else? Okay. Okay. So I'm going to ask Sister Lois to pray, and I think that was that Sister Juanita, was that you who's praying?
What did you say? Hello?
I'm here.
Yes.
Okay, so Lord and Sister Juanita, please, would y'all pray? In that order.
Heavenly Father, who are in heaven, thank you, Father God, for watching over us as we solemnly slept, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you, God. Thank you for being God, Father God. Oh, Father God, we love you for who you are, Father God. Father, I pray the blessings of our great and mighty Father over our household, Father God. Father God, you know all our situation, Father God. Father God, and we asking and we thanking you, Father God, for being there by our side, Father. Father God, we thank you for the angels that watch over us, Father God. Father God, and help us out when we're about to get in a bad situation, Father God. Father God, I just want to thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, there's no one like you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your miracle-working power, Father God. Father God, we thank you, and we don't take you for granted, dear God. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Father God, thank you for watching over our kids, Father God, as they go back to school, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you for protecting them from the virus, Father God. Father God, we thank you for watching over our household and keeping us in the circle of protection from the virus, Father God. Father God, we just pray that the medication that we are taking for the virus, Father God, that it helps us, dear Lord. It helps. Help our body fight off this virus, Father God, because we know with you all things are possible, Father God, as long as we keep you first and ahead of our life, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Father God, it is my prayer, God, that you would grant us favor and mercy, power to overcome all problems and circumstances that we find coming up against us, Father God. Father, we thank you. May the love, peace, of joy of the Lord rest abundantly, Father God, up on this prayer line, Father God, and their family and their friends, Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to cast all our cares upon you, Father God, because you care for us, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you and praise you, Father God. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, it wouldn't be enough to praise you for all you do for us, Father God, and all that you are going to do, Father God. Father God, because you know every hair that's on our head, Father God, so you know what problem we will be facing, and I just want to thank you, God. Father God, thank you for being with the bereaved family, God, Father God. Father God, thank you for strengthening them to carry on their duty
as they go day by day, Father God. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, God. Father God, we just want to thank you for keeping us up under the blood, up under your blood, Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, because I know what it is just to touch you, God, just to touch you, God, Father God. And I just want to thank you, Father God, because I've been there, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father God. Thank you for all that you do for me, Father God. Thank you for all you do for the prayer line, Father God. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers, dear Lord Jesus. Father God, thank you for the financial blessing that coming to us, Father God. Father God, I'm just thanking you in advance, Father God. Father God, I thank you for the healing that's coming to us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, because by your stripes, we are healed, Father God. Don't care what the situation feel like, Father God. But, Father God, we know that you have all the healing power, dear Lord Jesus. And, Father God, I just want to thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the leadership that we under, Father God. Father God, thank you, Father God. Father God, I thank you for opening my eyes, Father God, every day, Father God. Thank you, God. Father God, I just want to thank you, Father God. Father God, I pray for peace in our country, Father God. Not just peace in our country, Father God. Father God, I just pray for peace in the mind of people, Father God. Father God, there are so many people with troubled mind, Father God. God, there are people that can't sleep at night, Father God. But Father God, I ask that you just give them a rest in their mind, Father God. Rest, God. Father God, I think if people had more peace, Father God, they wouldn't find themselves so lost, Father God. Father God, they know what their next step be, Father God. Father God, they know how to treat their brothers, Father God. Father God, they will know that we are our brother keeper, Father God. Father God, they wouldn't have such stone heart, Father God. Father God, I just ask you to touch, Father God. Father God, just deliver, Father God. Father God, strengthen us, dear Lord Jesus. Well, we are toned down, Father God. Strengthen our body, Father God. There are so many people, Father God, that they can't put one feet ahead of the other one, Father God. Father God, I just ask you to strengthen them and give them the will, Father God. Give them the will to live, Father God. All these blessings, God, I ask in your name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that we can continue to come before your throne of grace. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for this new day, Lord God, for this is the day you have made. Hallelujah. Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice in you, our God, our Father, our Savior, our Healer, and our Redeemer. The one who touched us this morning with his divine finger of love. Hallelujah, Lord God. The one who continually looks beyond our faults and supplies our needs. Hallelujah. The one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your love, which does not fail. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, Lord God, for your mercies, which are new every morning, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your ears are always open unto our cry, Lord God. Father God, you hear, Lord God, you hear the cry, Lord God, of your daughter that says she's not feeling well this morning, Lord God. We thank you that you are still a healer and a deliverer, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we hear the cry, Lord God. Lord God, of our sister, Lord God, who's standing in the gap, Lord God, for her friend, Lord God, that has, Lord God, a vehicle that's been stolen, Lord God. But Lord God, we know, Lord God. Lord God, there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed, Lord God, so you can expose, Lord God. Lord God, the enemy, Lord God. Lord God, that has stood, Lord God, and took something away, Lord God, from someone that does not belong to them, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for every unspoken prayer request, Lord God, that we know that you know what we need before we ask, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your love and for your grace and for your mercy, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for the message, Lord God, that came forth this morning, Lord God, to encourage us, Lord God, to look, Lord God, to do and be in a greater environment, Lord God, in a better environment, Lord God, that we're not, Lord God, stuck where we are, Lord God. Lord God, but we know we can look up to you, Lord God, and you will draw us closer. You will draw us out, Lord God. You will draw us to a place, Lord God, that you have called us to be, Lord God. Let us look, Lord God. Lord God, to step, Lord God, into greatness, Lord God, because we serve a great God, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that in your eyes, Lord God, there are no small things, Lord God. We are great in you. Our lives are hidden in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with Christ, Lord God, we know we can do all things, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, telling us, Lord God, to think, Lord God, on a greater level, Lord God, to think, Lord God, on the things that you said we can do, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, we need your strength every moment of every hour of every day. Lord God, we thank you, Father God. You tell us, Lord God, to pray for and encourage one another, Lord God. So, Lord, seek in our doors. So, hallelujah, Lord God. So, we thank you, Father God, for opportunities, Lord God, to be an encouragement, Lord God, to someone else, Lord God, to help, Lord God, someone else, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God. Lord God, that we, Lord God, are called, Lord God, to hold each other up, Lord God. Lord God, let us be like Aaron and Hur, Lord God. Lord God, that even though, Lord God, Moses was, Lord God, the leader, Lord God, when his arms got weak, Lord God, we came, and Lord God, and they came and held up his arms, Lord God, for victory, Lord God. So help us, Lord God, have the mindset to hold up each other's arms, that we may, Lord God, become victorious, Lord God, because we know that we are truly more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave his life a ransom for us. We are more than, Lord God. So, Lord God, hey, both seeing our daughter, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we do both seeking our daughter, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we know that with you, Lord God, we can do brilliantly, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that we can do great exploits in you, Lord God. Lord God, as you say that those seeking our thoughts, hallelujah, as you spoke, Lord God, in the word, Lord God, to the prophets in the book of Daniel, Lord God, the people that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you're teaching us, Lord God, to know and to trust you more, Lord God. You're teaching us, Lord God, that we have been endued with power, Lord God, that comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we can do great things, Lord God, great things and greater things, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be a part, Lord God, of a group that comes together, Lord God, and stands in the gap and prays, Lord God, and casts our burden, our cares upon you, Lord God, because we know that you care for us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the prayers that have gone up thus far this morning, Lord God. Lord God, the prayers, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, all the prayers have gone up, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you hear and you answer, Lord God. Lord God, you are in prayer answering God, Lord God. Nothing evades you, Lord God. Nothing gets past you, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we come to you, Lord God, in faith, trusting and believing you, Lord God. Father God, as we come together this morning, Lord God, Lord God, I would like to lay for seeking our daughter, so hallelujah. I would like to lift up, Lord God, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we, Lord God, will learn, Lord God, to continually link arms with one another, Lord God. Lord God, to truly love each other, Lord God, as you call us to do, Lord God. Lord God, not, Lord God, to be fault finders, Lord God. Lord God, but to be encouragers, Lord God. Lord God, that we will be, Lord God, just like Peter and John did, Lord God, that they reached down, Lord God, and pulled this man up, Lord God. Lord God, and told him, Lord God, that I don't have anything but Jesus Christ, but what I have, I give to you, Lord God. The greatest thing that we can give anyone, Lord God, is the gospel, is to tell them that Jesus Christ still is the same. Jesus Christ saves. Jesus loves them, Lord God, that he gave us a life, that we may be made set free, Lord God. So help us to be so, Lord God, bold, Lord God, that we will tell it everywhere we go, Lord God, what Jesus has done for us and what he can do, Lord God, when you trust him, Lord God. Let us be those, Lord God, that will spread the gospel of God any way that we can, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that it is the greatest gift, Lord God, that we have, Lord God, the gospel, the good news. Hallelujah, Lord God. So I just thank you, Father God, for the good news this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, that you, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to look beyond force, Lord God, that you're still saving, Lord God. Today is still the day of salvation. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that any one of us, Lord God, every one of us, Lord God, that avails ourselves to be used to and for your glory, Lord God, you will use us, Lord God. So I ask you to use us this morning, Lord God. Strengthen the body of Christ, Lord God, that we will, Lord God, when we sing, Lord God, as the light you called us to be, Lord God, that city that's set on a hill that cannot be hidden, Lord God. Lord God, the those of us that will open up our mouths, Lord God, and speak your word, Lord God, that we will open up our mouths and speak in boldness, Lord God. Lord God, and Lord God, and the wisdom you give us, Lord God, and the security that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask you this morning also, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to strengthen, Lord God, those that are in leadership, Lord God. Lord God, give them, Lord God, ideas from your word, Lord God. Lord God, they will speak, Lord God, and encourage others, Lord God. Continue, Lord God. Lord God, to use, Lord God, your people, Lord God, that you put in position of authority, Lord God. Strengthen our sister, Lord God, Pastor Darwin, Lord God. Strengthen, Lord God. Lord God, our sister, Pastor Scholastica, Lord God. Lord God, our brother, Apostle Horsey, Lord God. Strengthen, Lord God, our sister, Christian Rose Marie, Lord God. Strengthen, Lord God, everyone on this prayer line, Lord God. Let us know, Lord God, that we can be used to and for your glory, Lord God. There are no big eyes or little use in you, Lord God, because all are one in Christ Jesus. So I just thank you for this opportunity and privilege this morning, Lord God, to lift up your name, Lord God, to thank you for who you are, for all that you have done and you're doing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, you're still a healer, you're still a deliverer, Lord God. You're still saving, Lord God, you're still redeeming, Lord God. You're still reviving, Lord God, you're still restoring, Lord God. You are just still so good, Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity and privilege to bless your name. We thank you for loving us and keeping us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you hold us in the palm of your hand. We thank you, Lord God, that we serve an amazing God and a great Father. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because never bless your name enough. But I thank you for each opportunity you give us to do so, Lord God. So I ask, Lord God, you continue to strengthen us in this world, this life you've allowed to experience in you. Thank you for who you are, for all you do, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father God, that you are truly the giver of every good and perfect gift. Thank you for life and life more abundantly in you, Lord God. Thank you for your word that does not fail. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who made it possible for us to come before your throne of grace, lifting you up, exalting you, and magnifying you. Thank you and praising you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I want all y'all, my sisters and brothers in Christ, but I want to thank Lourdes, who is my blood sister, for praying this morning, and you, Juanita. And we're at the top of the hour, but before I turn it over to Darlene, I want everybody to come in. So you can't go, just give God no more than three praises for three things. And so let's give God praise, no more than three things, so we can turn it over to Pastor Darlene for prayer. Everybody come in. No more than three things. Oh, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Let's praise God, God, everybody. What's up? Hallelujah, Father. Just thank you, Lord, for being here to my life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the million dollars, Lord. Thank you for your unconditional love. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. Father, and your wonderful words to the children of men, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, our God. God, our leaders with the light from above, oh God, and cause them to make the right decisions. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. But thank everybody for the praises that went up. Pastor Darlene, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you do the. If anybody got a prayer request that didn't give it, they want to give it now. I don't want to leave anybody out. And I throw this one in, let's pray for young man David Lee. God knows what's going on with him, what his situation is. So Darlene, I'm gonna turn it over to you. Thank you.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Today. Thank you, my sister Marie, for sharing once again concerning the good soil. And we do realize that all things are possible if we believe in the Lord. And we thank God that we are about to bloom. Thank you for sharing that wonderful word this morning. And I appreciate everyone who has joined us today, our sister Juanita Crane and our sister Lois. We do appreciate those prayers. And everybody who's in agreement, we know that you're not here just for the fun of it. You're here to help out with what God is doing. So we do appreciate that. So we're going to pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for today. Thank you, Lord, for this hour of power of prayer. Thank you, Father, today that you are the great God of the universe, the all-coming King. And we do thank you, Lord, today as we are in agreement with the prayer concerning Lucy, oh God, that she shall recover her car. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray, Father, for favor, Lord, for them to find out where that car is, oh God, and that you restore what the cankerworm, the primal worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen, oh God, in the name of Jesus, doublefold, Father. You can do it for her, Father, so we're thanking you for that. And anybody else who has lost anything, oh God, let them find it quickly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we do pray for our sister Gladys, oh God, that you strengthen her, encourage her, enlarge her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, her financial need, oh God, we know that you can supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We realize, Lord, that your word lets us know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. If we need anything, oh God, all we have to do is ask and we shall receive. We seek and we shall find. We knock and the door shall be opened. So we thank you, Lord, for open doors for our sister Gladys, oh God, and others who may have a financial need at this time, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, today that every seed that has been sown, oh God, into this ministry, into my life, oh God, shall be restored, oh God, shall be replaced, oh God, shall grow, oh God. There should be a major harvest, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because this is good soil, this is good ground, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Father, today that every seed, oh God, is multiplied expediently, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even as we sow a mustard seed, oh God, it grows up, oh God, and it is a big tree, God. Let there be multiplied blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for that. We pray for David, oh God, that you touch his life. Draw him close to you, God. Help him to know that you're there for him, God, that all things are possible in his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. My God, we just pray for each and every sister and brother who's here. Our sister Marie, Sister Darlene, Apostle Horsley, our sister Gladys, oh God, Pastor Scholastica, our sister Lois, oh God, Sister Deborah, God, we pray, Sister Grace, oh God, Sister Linda, Lord, Sister Charlotte, oh God, Sister Yvonne, God, we pray for Sister Glenda, Brother David, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our sister Juanita, God, we pray for Sister Chris, God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Dorothy, oh God, we pray for our sister Beverly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise your name, oh God, Belinda, God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Janice, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Brother James, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, those names I may not remember, God, we ask you, Father, to bless us all, strengthen us, oh God, help us to have favor with God and with man, in the name of Jesus, everywhere we go, oh God. We pray, God, today that you cover us with the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare that our families are protected, oh God, that we are protected as we go into the streets, God. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed as we come and as we go, as we obey and serve you, Lord Jesus. We shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. Father, I decree this morning that it is sent back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we shall resist the devil and he flees and no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, today that we shall rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength and he will make our feet like hind feet and he will make us to walk up on high places in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the multi-million dollars that are coming into our hands, $13 million for me, $21 million for others, $11 million for somebody else, oh God. Somebody's expecting, oh God, believing for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody's believing for thousands of dollars. Somebody's believing for hundreds of dollars. According to our faith, let it be done to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God. We pray, Lord, as we go, that we will remember that we are workers together with the Lord. And the Lord God Almighty is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. I love each and every one of you. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank God for us being here. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I know that God is still on the throne. And before I go, I forgot to remind us that we are going to be having a fast this week. It will start on Wednesday. The scripture that we're going to use is Exodus 34 and 28, and it says, and he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And as we are going through this week, we're focusing on seeking spiritual direction. As Moses was there, he was seeking things from the Lord. So we're seeking spiritual direction and strength from the Lord. And we also will keep our families in prayer because we love them. We cover them in prayer that they will love each other. They will be protected and that there will be deliverance and salvation for those who are not saved, and we will stay faithful to the Lord, those who are in the body of Christ. So go today and have a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY, that's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.